Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Horde. He's Dave Lapham. It's time for the Radio Guys recap after Sunday's 24-20 loss in Nashville against the Tennessee Titans. There has been a lot of talk since that game about the Bengals' dreadful performance on third down, both on offense and defense. I want to start with the offense because, to me, the bigger problem is first and second down, because if you look at their 10 third down conversion attempts, and they were 1 for 10, six of them were 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, there were 2 3rd and 11s, there was a 3rd and 20, and there was a 3rd and 25. I don't care if you put Montana and Rice on the roster, you're not going to convert a lot of 3rd and 11 and 3rd and 25s.
No question. And now some of that's due to sacks, penalties, you know, there's a lot of reasons for those 3rd and 25s when you're going backwards like that. But you're right, the best way to be successful on third down is to not get there. Do a good job on first and second down. Don't have to worry about third down. There are two big plays, 70-yard touchdown, 37-yard touchdown, weren't on third down. They were on first and second down. So they chunked them, you know, on the early downs. But they didn't do it enough, obviously. They found themselves behind the chains, off schedule, you know, on those third and longs. And the thing is, Dan, they have to do a better job of putting themselves in third and makeable situations, because right now they've run fewer snaps than any team in the National Football League. That puts a lot of pressure on your defense. The defense, by my count, is 30th out of the 32 teams with most snaps that they've been on the football field. And there's other trickle-down effects. In this game, for example, Mariota's hamstring had healed up enough where they're going to a quarterback run package. And they're running all these funky formations. They have tight ends and offset eyes. They have defensive backs in the backfield with a 3-backfield set with the quarterback as the fourth. And he's running the ball, so you have 10 blockers, and now they're getting leveraged differently. And, I mean, it's wow, we got to make some adjustments. They go to the sideline, they start making adjustments. They got to go back out in the field. They don't have time to make adjustments. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden now it's like, man, we still don't know what we're supposed to do. We didn't have time on the sideline because they went 1, 2, 3 and out, and two of them were passes that were incomplete. They took about 28 seconds off the clock, and we're back out here on the football field. You have to be able to stay on the football field and be balanced with your offensive attack so you can at least melt the clock some. I mean, they're 31st in the NFL in time of possession now, too, you know, because of it. So the third down failure has such a huge ripple effect on offense, defense, and, you know, we can't give the defense a pass. I mean, they had 12 penalties in the game. Six of them were on third down, and four of them in the second half on 3rd and 10, illegal use of hands, automatic first down. 3rd and 8, you know, holding. On an automatic first down. You've got to be able to get off the field when you get yourself in those third and long situations. But poor Josh Shaw has to play nickel corner because of injury. He hadn't taken any snaps at nickel corner all week. He's playing safety. So now he's, you know, trying to figure it out on the fly against NFL receivers and double moves. He's getting beaten. He feels, I better grab. I don't want to give up a touchdown. So, you know, the whole thing, the whole dynamic was tough. And when you're in that situation where your defense has a bunch of injuries and they're depleted, offensively, you got to keep them off the field. You got to take the ball and drive it and put together, you know, multiple play drives for touchdowns. Instead, Tennessee goes on 5 drives of 10 plays or more. 5 of them. And then the longest was the last one of the game, a 12-play drive for the game-winning touchdown.
Last week, the Bengals' time of possession was 19 minutes and 46 seconds. This week, 19:51. So it went up by 5 seconds.
Right.
But that's back-to-back games under 20 minutes, the two lowest times of possession in the NFL this year.
It's crazy. In the last 4 games, the Bengals are now 9 for 40 on third down. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's tough duty right there. And like you say, a lot of them, you know, you're off schedule, but when, as a result of that, they're running 2-to-1 plays. They're doubling your play total. They're doubling your time of possession total. When you're getting dominated like that on third down, the problem is you're converting 10%, they're converting 57. So, I mean, that disparity, that just has, you know, trickle down a ripple effect on the entire football game when third down is that imbalanced. You can win the turnover battle, but if you're getting smoked on third down like that, you got problems.
One more stat along those lines. The Bengals did not run a single offensive play in the second half on Tennessee's side of the 50.
Yeah,
they scored in a 70-yard touchdown, but did not run a play in Titans territory. Let me change the subject briefly to the offensive line. Now, the stuff we've just been talking about suggests that the offensive line did not perform particularly well, but the website Pro Football Focus says there was only pressure on the quarterback on 4 of 36 passing plays, and while the running game wasn't tremendous, it was better.
it was better, but there's miles to go before they rest. You know, there's no question about that. But I do think, you know, Joe Mixon still had his -3, -4, and that drives me crazy with a guy of that ability, because when they do get him started, he shows that he can lower the pad level, have a body lean, and thump you. You know, I mean, there were a few nice runs in there from Joe Mixon, and they're going to have to continue to try to get that done. But by my count, they only ran 3 different plays in that football game. They ran a mid zone, they ran a counter one time, pulled the left guard and the left tackle, and they ran a couple of draw plays. So I don't mind, you know, compressing and simplifying. I thought that was good. Maybe the selection of the plays, you know, it can be debated by everybody or whatever. But I think that they're trying to do a few things well, and I think that's the starting point. When the offense was struggling, they melted it down and said, okay, what do we do best? Andy, what do you like best? Melted it down. In the running game, if it's struggling, Joe, what kind of runs do you like best? Paul, what's the offensive line do best? You know, so I don't mind that concept. And they really did melt that running game down big time. And on a contrast, you look at what the Tennessee Titans did. They had every formation known to man, with every personnel group known to man. Terry Rubisky was Hugh Jackson on steroids. I mean, it was unbelievable, all the different stuff they're running. And it took the defense a little while to get their feet on the ground. And, you know, Mariota rushed for over 50 yards himself as a quarterback.
2 years ago on this date, the Bengals were still undefeated. They were 8-0. 2 years ago, the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl. This year, both teams are 3-6. A lot can change in a hurry in the NFL, and they meet on Sunday in Denver.
Biggest reason, Bengals are -9, 30th. Denver's -14, dead last in the NFL, -14.
Turnover ratio,
yep. I mean, 14 more giveaways than takeaways. They got 7 takeaways and 21 giveaways in 9 football games. Wow, Vance Joseph must be pulling his hair out, or it's turning awfully gray.
One of the two teams will get win number 4 this Sunday in Denver. Hopefully it's the Bengals. For Dave Lapham, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out the Radio Guys Recap here on Bengals.com.